As a Christian, we need to live a life of faith.
昨天我们学习到，作为一个基督徒，我们要过一个信心的生活。
Maybe some of us we have no faith.
也许有一些人没有信心。
Maybe some of us have little faith.
在我们当中，也许有一些人有一点点信心。
But actually, all of us should have great faith and full of faith.
那其实我们都应该有大信心，而且要被信心而充满。
If as a Christian we don't live a life of faith, we cannot please God.
要是作为一个基督徒，不是过着一个信心的生活，我们就不可以得神的喜悦。
Just like our forefathers.
就像我们的先祖。
Just like by faith, Abel offered a better sacrifice than of Cain.
就好像在因着信，亚伯献祭比该隐的更美。
And by faith, Enoch walked with God and was no more.
那以诺因着信与神同行而不至于死。
And by faith, Noah was divinely warned, and he would build an ark that saved a soul.
那挪亚因着信而蒙神指示，他建了一个方舟。
By faith, Abraham left his hometown to look for a place that the maker and founder is our Lord Jesus Christ.
那亚伯拉罕因着信离开了他的家乡。
By faith, Moses was willing to refuse to be called a son of Pharaoh.
那摩西他因着信而拒绝成为法老的儿子。
To rather suffer with his chosen people.
他愿意去为他的人民而受苦。
And by faith, all the apostles suffered for Lord Jesus Christ.
那因着信，使徒们都为着基督而受苦。
And nowadays, as a chosen people, there's no difference.
那今天作为基督徒的我们也应该如此。
If we want to please God, we must live a life of faith.
我们要取悦于神，我们就要过一个信心的生活。
Without faith, we cannot please Him.
没有信心就不能得神的喜悦。
Without faith, we cannot see the heavenly kingdom.
没有信心，我们不可能见神。
And then we study how can we live a life of faith.
那接着我们学习到要如何过一个有信心的生活。
Our motive must be the cross.
那我们的动机一定是在十字架上。
And the path of our journey must be the word of God.
那我们的路途，我们所经过的就是神的话语。
And our strength must be in the Spirit of God.
那我们的力量是依靠在神的灵上。
And our goal is to receive the glory from God.
我们的目标就是要得见神的荣耀。
But of course, even though we know all these things,
即使我们都知道这些，
it's not easy to live a life of faith.
要过信心的生活并不容易。
Because faith is something we cannot see.
因为信心是一个不见的东西。
But rather something we hope for.
是一个我们会盼望的知识。
But sometimes when the thing we cannot see, we cannot hope for.
有些东西我们看不见，我们就没有办法去盼望它。
So that's why if we want to live a life of faith.
因此要过一个信心的生活。
We must look onto our Lord Jesus Christ because He is our Savior.
我们一定要仰望主耶稣，因为他是我们的救主。
And we must learn from our Lord Jesus Christ because He is our teacher.
我们要从他那边学习，因为他是我们的老师。
And we must lean on our Lord Jesus Christ because He is our strength.
我们也一定要依靠他，因为他是我们的力量。
And most important of all, we must look for Jesus because He is our hope.
更重要的，我们要寻求他，因为他是我们的指望。
So if we be able to do this, we can overcome everything in this world.
那通过这些，我们就可以克服世界。
If we go to trial and tribulation,
当我们遇到患难的时候
，If we have faith, the trial and tribulation become nothing to us.
但是当我们有信心的时候，这一切都变成渺小。
But just like we have learned that through our faith we can overcome sin.
信心可以让我们克服罪。
And through our faith we can overcome anxiety.
信心也可以让我们克服思欲。
Like we mentioned, every single year, 23 million people in America suffer from anxiety.
那像我提过，每一年都有2300万的人会有忧郁症。
And through this anxiety, many of them have become depressed.
那对不起，是他们都会有躁狂症现象，有很多都会有忧郁症。
And most of us as Christians, we should not feel this way.
但是作为基督徒不应该如此。
It all has to do with our faith.
这都跟我们的信心有关。
And today, what continues faith is our victory in overcoming discontentment.
那接下来我们要学习的是信心可以使我们克服不知足。
According to the American Heritage Dictionary, discontentment means absent of contentment.
那不知足的定义，根据美国字典的定义，就是不知道满足。
Or dissatisfaction.
就是不满足。
A restless longing for better circumstances.
那就是对现在的情况的一种不满意的情况。
So when we think about this definition of discontentment, how many of us feel this way?
那想想，根据这个定义，有多少人是感觉如此呢
？Do we feel dissatisfied in our life?
And every
day do we feel so restless that we want better things for our life?
我们有每一天都会觉得说我们要寻求更好的, 因为我们对现在不满意吗?
Actually, by nature, we are human beings, we are not content.
那作为人的天性,
some of us, if you have $20,000 to buy a car, instead of using the $20,000, we want to buy a better car which costs
$30,000. It's always like this.
I was just talking to some brother and sister about buying a house.
So
some of us can afford about maybe $400,000 per se.
像有些人可以支撑40万的房子的价格
and we know that's how much we can afford.
那我们当然知道我们可以承受的价格是多少
But it's always better we can buy something a little bit more expensive.
但当然要说我们可以买到一些比我们可以承受的更多一点点就更好了
But for those who have like $800,000
但对于那些有80万的人来说
Maybe something for $1 million is better.
那100万就更好了
So you can see as human beings we can never be satisfied.
那可以看到作为人类我们并不
Like I share you with my koi fish, I have koi fish in my house.
那就好像我跟大家分享过说，在我的屋子里面我们有养鱼。
And out of 7-8 fish, I have a bigger one. Like he's like this big, and he's very, he's never content with what he has.
我有养一种鱼，它有那么大，但是它永远都不吃不饱，不知道满足。
Of course, when I feed the fish with food, the biggest one always get the most. Right?
那当我喂这些鱼的时候，那大鱼通常都会要的比较多。
But why he has food in his mouth, and then he sees some more food coming down, then he would open his mouth try to get that food, and then all that food in his mouth drop off. Right?
那当他嘴巴已经充满食物的时候，他看到更多的食物掉下来的时候，他又要张开嘴巴去吃，然后他嘴里的食物都吐出来了。
So every time I think about this, I also think about our life as a human being.
那当我看到这些鱼的时候，也会想到做我们人的生活也是如此。
Because if we cannot be content,
因为当我们不知道满足的时候,
this means we really cannot have a good relationship with God.
那代表着我们跟神的关系就没有就有问题。
Because if we believe that God is an Almighty God,
因为
Yeah, if we believe this, he's an almighty God.
因为当我们相信神是全能的话,
and we know that everything we have in our life is provided by him.
那我们就知道一切东西都是从神而来的。
So if we are not content, this means we are content, we have contention against God.
当我们不知道满足的时候, 那我们就跟神是对立的。
So that's why we think about spiritual life.
因此想想我们灵性的生活。
I think there's some positive discontentment.
那当然, 对于不满足也有一些正面的地方。
When we don't pray enough, right?
当我们没有祷告, 足够祷告的时候,
When we don't read the Bible enough.
当我们没有读经足够的时候,
Every day you should be really upset and really discontent. Oh, why didn't I pray? Why didn't I read? Right?
那要是我们可以想说, 为什么我们每天不可以多祷告, 多读经?
I don't think many of us do this.
但是我相信没有很多人有这一方面的不知足。
But rather, why I didn't get a raise, right? All my co-workers got a raise, why didn't I? Right?
相反的，我们会觉得说, 为什么我没有得到加薪, 我所有的同事都有。
Why maybe, I go out and eat a better food, right? Something like that, always, something in that mind.
为什么不可以出去吃更好的食物, 都会这样。
If we always feel like this in our life,
但是要是我们一直这样想的话,
then automatically we become complainer against God.
那我们其实是在对神抱怨。
Just like the Israelites.
就像以色列百姓,
when they were in Egypt, they complaining, oh, they were in such bondage.
当他们在埃及的时候, 他们一直在抱怨。
But when God bring them out the land of Egypt,
当神把他们带出埃及的时候,
then as they travel in the wilderness,
他们来到旷野,
many of them complain against God.
他们却对神的抱怨。
They say, oh, we wish we were in Egypt.
他们就说, 哦, 我真希望我们还在埃及。
All the vegetables that they have,
所有的蔬菜我们可以吃的。
The leeks, the potato, I don't know if they say potato, but all the vegetables they have, right?
就是很多各色各样的蔬菜。
But every day God rained manna from heaven for them.
但是其实神每一天都从天上降下玛纳给他们吃。
So that's why if we are discontent in our life,
因此当我们在生活当中不知足,
then our relationship with God is in danger.
那我们跟神的关系就在危险当中。
Let's turn the book of Luke chapter 15.
请翻到路加福音的15章。
Luke chapter 15.
路加福音的15章。
Luke chapter 15 tells us about a young man who was not content with his life.
那路加福音15章是告诉我们一个年轻人对他的生活不满足。
Luke chapter 15 verse 17.
路加福音15章的17节。
But when he came to himself, he said, How many of my father's hired servants have bread enough to eat? and to spear, and I perish here with hunger.
十七节，他醒悟过来，就说：“我父有多少的故宫，口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死吗？”
This is a parable of a lost son.
这边是一个浪子的比喻。
And it says a certain man have two sons.
他讲说有一个父亲有两个儿子。
And a younger son said to his father, "Father, give me what belonged to me."
小儿子对父亲说：“父亲，请给我应得的产业。”
Then you have to think and reflect about this.
我们要好好想想这句话。
Why did the son make this request from his father?
为什么这个小儿子要对父亲如此说呢？
Because during the time he had everything as he lived with his father.
其实当时他拥有了一切，因为他跟父亲同住。
But he was not happy.
但是他并不开心。
He was not content.
他并不知足。
So because of this, he wanted his father to give him everything that belonged to him.
因此他请父亲给他所有他应得的家业。
Because in his mind, he thought that if he take all of that he had and go to a far country and live a good life, and then he'll be content.
因为他想说他要是拿到了一切他应得的去到一个远远的地方过着一个好生活那就是他就会知足了
So during this time he went to a far country
那时候他真的就 去远方往远方而行
And there was a great famine
那时候却有饥荒
Even though it was a great famine he did not return back to his father
即使有饥荒他并没有回去
But he went into a joint citizenship with that country
但是他却是定居在那边
But during the time as he went out to feed the swine
那时候当他出去的时候 去放猪的时候
And he look at the pig's food and he feel wow he, you know, he really want to eat it
那时候他看到猪吃的食物他就很想吃
Then the time he came to himself
那时候他才醒悟过来
That's why in verse 17 said But when he came to himself and he said How many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and to spare
他醒悟过来说我父亲有多少的雇工口粮有余
And I'm here perish right with hunger
但是我却倒在这边饿死。
So what does this mean for us?
对我们来说，这有什么意思呢？
If we understand how much God has given to us,
要是我们理解到神给了我们多少，
we can never be discontent.
我们就永远不会不知足。
But a lot of time we compare our blessing with other people, and then our blessing becomes so small.
但是很多时候，我们却把我们有的跟别人来比较，就显得我们的好像很少。
If we live a life like this, we never ever be content.
要是我们一直过样这样的生活，我们就永远不会知道知足。
Can we imagine if we compare all everybody compare ourselves to Bill Gates?
想想看，要是我们每个人都跟比尔盖茨来比较
，then everybody go around walking with really, you know, pretty much depressed, right? Because compared to Bill Gates.Every year we make is like nothing to him.、Right?
那要是我们一直这样比较的话，也许我们每个人都会进入忧郁的状况。
That's why I was talking to a young couple.
最近我跟一个年轻的一对夫妇谈话。
Because he's you know, the sister, she's a doctor.
那个姐妹是一个医生。
And she make quite a lot of money.
她也赚很多的钱。
Then one time they got invited by the CEO of you know, some big company.
那有一次他们被邀请去被一个大公司的总裁邀请。
And this couple, they feel you know, they're really well to do, right? They have two cars, they live in a nice house.
他们那对年轻的夫妇一直觉得说，他们其实过的生活很不错，有车子，有房子。
When they went to visit this, you know, big shot person.
但是当他们去访问这一位总裁的时候
，When they got to in front of the house as a valet, right, park their car.
那当他们去到那边要停他们的车的时候
，And everyone who go to that house at night, they all drive Mercedes, BMW, and for them they drive only a Honda, right?
那天晚上被邀的人都是开着很名贵的车子，那他们开的只是普通的车子。
And when they walk into the house,
当他们进入那个房子的时候
，they can't believe how beautiful and how big the house is.
他们无法想象有房子会如此的大。
And then the brother shared me that one second he said, "Wow, I feel like I'm a nothing, right, as a person, right? Because he compared that person, he has nothing."
那位弟兄跟我分享说，在那一刹那，他想到觉得说自己真的很渺小。
So for us, if we continue to do this in our life,
对我们来说，要是我们继续如此的话
，we can never be content.
我们就永远不知道知足。
So, but for us, we should be able to be content with all we have.
其实我们应该对于我们所有的应该感到满足。
And only then we can truly have a good relationship with God.
这样子我们才有办法跟神有好的关系。
Sometimes praise and thank God, God did not make me a millionaire.
感谢神，神没有让我成为百万富翁。
Because I know for me, I think I cannot handle money too well.
因为对我来说，我对钱财管理的不是很好。
And that's why when I think back when my parents were the millionaires and they went bankrupt and we are broke, that's the time we seek for God.
因为我想到说，在我那时候，我的养父母他很有钱，后来他们没钱了，那才是我们寻求神的开始。
And when I think back, this is a great blessing from God.
我现在回想起来，这是神的祝福。
So like this young man.
就像这个年轻人。
Even though he had everything at his father's house.
即使当时他拥有了一切，在他房。
But in his own mind, he think he can do much better out there in the world.
但是他却觉得他可以在外面做得更好。
So because of this, he said to himself, "Look at my father's house. Even the servant had enough food to eat."
那所以他才会说啊，看有多少的雇工，但是我却倒在这里。
But at that time, he made a determination.
那时候他决定了。
Because he understands his father's house is so wonderful, why is he out here dying with hunger?
因为他意识到他的父亲的家有多好，为什么他要留在这里呢？
That's why in verse 18, this is determination.
那十八节就是他的决心。
He said, "I will arise and go to my father, and I will say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you.'"
十八节说，我要起来到我父亲那里去，向他说，父亲，我得罪了天，也得罪了你。
Then verse 19, and he said, I am no longer worthy to be called your son, but make me like one of your high servants."
十九节，从今以后我不配称为你的儿子，把我当成一个雇工吧。
So this son he truly know, he understand what this mean to be content.
那时候，这位儿子才真正了解到什么叫做知足。
Even he go to his father as a servant, he would be happy there.
即使只是当他父亲的雇工，他也满足了。
So every single one of us, we should do likewise.
我们也应该如此。
Just like King David.
就像啊，大卫王。
King David, he had everything.
大卫王拥有一切。
But the time that he feel the most content is when he step into the house of God.
那他觉得最满足的时候，就是他在神的殿的时候。
Because in the house of God, where he behold the glory of God.
因为他拥有了神的荣耀。
Just like Peter, John, and James.
就像彼得、约翰跟雅各。
When they went up to the mountain and prayed with the Lord Jesus Christ.
当他们上到山上跟耶稣祷告的时候。
Even though up in the mountain they have nothing.
即使他们在山上拥有他们什么都没有。
But when they behold the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是他们却得见了神的荣耀。
And Peter said, "It is good for us to be here."
那彼得说，我们在这边真好。
So every one of us who sit here today.
因此我们在座的各位。
Even though we're the poorest person in the whole world.
即使也许我们在世上是非常贫穷的人。
But we're the richest person in the heavenly kingdom.
但是我们在天国却是最富裕的人。
Because we have a heavenly Father who is so rich.
因为我们拥有了一个很富裕的天父。
And when we die, we will inherit everything that He has.
当我们过世之后，我们会拥有天上的一切。
And this inheritance is a promise from He Himself.
而这个产业是我们的父亲自应许我们的。
But the main thing when we are discontent.
但是当我们不知足的时候。
We need to return back to God.
那就是我们该回转向神。
And understand that everything we have is a blessing from Him.
我们要理解到，我们拥有的一切都是从神而来。
And then if we're discontent.
但是当我们不知足的话。
And we also in danger of hurting other people.
我们也会伤害到其他的人。
For example, a person who is a gambler.
比喻说，要是有一个人是赌博。
The reason a person who loves to gamble because they want other people's money.
他们喜欢赌博，因为他们希望拥有别人的钱财。
So because of this, they fall into the sin of covetousness.
那其实这样子的话，就已经犯了十诫当中的羡慕别人的钱财。
And a person who addicted to gambling.
那些爱赌的人。
They would do everything try to get money to gamble.
他们会尽他们所能的拿钱去赌。
This means even to steal.
即使去偷。
And then you know, to rob people.
或者去抢。
And to sell whatever they have just to gamble.
或者去变卖抢钱财。
So that's why if we are not content.
因此当我们不知足的时候。
It's very easy for us to hurt other people.
那我们很容易会伤害到其他的人。
Just like in the book of Genesis.
就好像在创世纪。
Let's turn the book of Genesis chapter 2.
请翻到创世纪的第二章。
Chapter 2 verse 9.
第二章的第九节。
Chapter 2 verse 9.
二章九节。
And out of the ground, the Lord God made every tree grow that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life was also the tree of life was also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
第九节，神使各样的树从地里长出来，可以悦人的眼目，其上有的果子很好做食物。园子当中又有生命树和分别善恶的树。
So after God created the heaven and the earth.
那在神创造了天地之后
And then he created man his own image and his own likeness.
那他按照自己的形象创造了人。
How wonderful that is.
那是如此美好的事情。
So for those of us who are baptized in Christ,
对于那些在主里洗礼的人
we also been created his own likeness, own image.
那我们也是按照他的形象被创造。
Because when we are baptized, we put on Christ.
因为当我们受洗之后我们就披戴基耶稣。
And Christ is the likeness and image of God.
那耶稣就是就拥有了神的。
Just like Adam and Eve did that.
就好像亚当夏娃。
Then when after God created everything, God created the Garden of Eden to put men in that place.
在那之后，神就创造了伊甸园，让人住在其中。
And God tell them every tree that grows pleasant to sight and good for food.
那神创造那些树，其上的果汁都好做食物。
And then the time Adam and Eve they can hear the footstep of God walking in the garden.
那时候人在园中也可以听到神的脚步。
And they can hear the voice of God in the garden speaking to them.
也可以听到神的声音。
But how can they not be satisfied?
但是他们怎么会不知足呢？
And how can we not be satisfied inside the true church of God?
他们怎么会不知在一个神的真的教会里面如何会不知足呢？
We just heard Pastor Chen's testimony.
我们刚刚听过陈传道的见证。
How wonderful it is! You can see there are times he has no hope at all. But when he come to church, pray to God, God heal him and give him hope.
那是如此美好的见证。当他没有希望的时候，他来到了教会，神给了他希望。
And this is the God of Eden.
那就是在神的伊甸园当中。
Everything is so wonderful for us.
在这里，一切都是如此的美好。
Just like my father.
就像我的父亲。
I testify to you. He baptized almost 2 months ago.
他在两个月前受洗。
The reason he came to be baptized because he was sick every single day.
他受洗的原因就是他每一天都在生病当中。
And he go in and out of hospital all the time.
他就是进进出出医院很多次。
But after his baptism,
但是在他受洗之后
my mother told me that since then he never was sick for one day.
在他受洗之后，他从没有生病过。
And my mother herself think, how can this be?
我母亲就想说，这如何会如此呢？
But my mother always say, thank God.
但是我母亲也同时会说感谢神。
From the baptism, my father never sick.
在洗礼之后，他从没生病。
This is a great blessing for every single one of us.
这就是神给我们的恩典。
To understand that the God we worship is a true and living God.
让我们了解到我们所信的神是又真又活的神。
So when we feel discontentment,
当我们感到不知足的时候
，then our relationship God with God is not good.
就代表着我们跟神的关系不好。
Then our relationship to others also not good.
我们跟人的关系也并不好。
Why do we say this?
为什么我会如此说呢
？Adam and Eve.They had everything God wanted to give to them.
亚当夏娃拥有了一切神给他们的。
But then in chapter 3, Genesis chapter 3,
在创世纪的第三章。
So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food,
当那个女人看到那个树的时候
，Did not God say that every tree is good for food?
那神不是说每一个树所有的树上的果子都可以吃吗
？When she saw that every tree that is pleasant to the eyes.
那她看到所有的树都是长得很漂亮。
Did not God say that every tree that he grew for them are also pleasant to the eyes?
那神不是说每一个树长得漂亮都可以让他们吃吗
？But there were times Satan added one thing: a tree desired to make one wise.
但是那时候撒旦却来了。
So because when she heard this and then she wanted, right, what God had given her, she was not content.
那时候蛇就对女人说：“要是你吃了就可以像神一样。
”Because she wanted to be more wise.
她就是真的想是。变得更就像神一样。
But she didn't realize she was already wise that back then because she had the image and likeness of God.
但是她并没有意识到，她其实当时已经是很聪明了，因为神赐给她。
And then she took off the fruit.
她拿了那个果子。
Then that's the time that sin can come into the whole world.
就是那时候罪临到了世界。
If Adam and Eve were content with what they had, we would never in this kind of predicament.
要是亚当夏娃可以满足于他们当时所有。我们就不会有现在的结果。
But we have to learn from them.
但是我们要从他们那边学到。
Whatever God bless us,
无论神赐给我们什么
，we should be content.
我们要知足。
If we're not content, then we can hurt other people by doing things that is wrong.
要是我们不知足的时候，我们就会做了一些东西伤害到别人。
But if we cannot be content.
要是我们不知足的话
，we not only hurt others, but also the most important, we hurt ourselves.
更重要的是，我们会伤害到自己。
I want to read some quote to you from different people.
我要跟大家分享一些名人的名言。
There's a Chinese proverb say that he who is content can never be ruined.
那有一个中国的名言说，要是一个知足的人就不会被毁灭。
Is this truly a Chinese proverb? Anybody heard it before?
有人听过类似这样的名言吗？
Yeah. So yeah, he who is content can never be ruined, right?
那懂得知足的人就不会被毁灭。
So that's quite true, right?
这是事实。
If you always content in what you have, actually nothing will bother you.
要是我们真的可以满足于我们所有的，没有其他东西可以烦扰到我们。
And then there's a quote from Socrates.
那在苏格拉底也有一个名言。
A person who is in riches is he who content with the least.
那一个真正富有的人是他们对于他们最少的东西也可以满足的人。
So if Connie have $1,000,
就像要是 Connie 有一万块,
Woody have $1,
像 Woody 有一块钱,
if Connie cannot be happy with $1,000 and Woody is happy with his $1, then I'm more richer than she is, right?
那要是 Connie 有1,000块, 他都不满足, 但是 Woody 有1块钱, 他满足的话, 那 Woody 就是比较富裕的人。
This is great wisdom.
那是一个很有智慧的名言。
And also, there's another proverb, this is unknown.
还有一个无名氏的名言。
A man who's content is never poor.
懂得知足的人是永不会贫穷。
But a person who always has discontentment can never be rich.
那不知足的人永远不会富裕。
But let's go to the greatest proverbs of all.
那让我们去到一个更有智慧的名言。
Let's go to the Bible. Let's go to 1 Timothy.
让我们翻到圣经, 提摩太前书。
1 Timothy chapter 6.
提摩太前书的第6章。
Chapter 6, verse 6.
第6章第6节。
Now godliness with contentment is great gain.
敬虔者加上知足的心便是大利了。
So you can see the Bible, right, pretty much, tell us that godliness with contentment is great gain.
圣经告诉我们，敬虔加上知足便是大利。
We know that every single one of us, we are chosen people of God.
我们知道我们都是神的选民。
Because we are righteous in front of God after baptism.
在受洗之后，我们在神面前是有益的。
Because of this alone, we should be able to be content at all times.
就是因为如此，我们在神面前就应该懂得知足。
If we are not content,
要是我们不知足,
then it's very easy for us to hurt ourselves.
我们很容易会伤害到自己。
Because we will try to go out there and make more money, for example.
因为我们会尽自己所能的出去挣钱。
If we are not content with our spouse, maybe try to go out there and find another spouse.
要是我们对我们的配偶不满意的话, 我们也会出去找另外别人。
Just like King David.
就好像大卫王。
King David, he had everything.
大卫王拥有了一切。
But he was not content in what he has.
他并不满足于他所有的。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel.
请翻到撒母耳记下。
2 Samuel chapter 12.
撒母耳记下的12章。
2 Samuel chapter 12.
撒母耳记下12章。
This is a very a familiar passage to us.
那是我们很熟悉的一段经节。
Actually, they start from chapter 11.
从11章开始。
Actually, start from verse. Let's go to verse chapter 12.
12章。
Chapter 12, verse 7.
12章的第7节。
Then Nathan said to David, you are the man. Thus said the Lord God of Israel, I anointed you king over Israel and deliver you from the hands of Saul. Verse 8.
第8节。
I give you your master's house and your master's wives into your keeping and give you the house of Israel and Judah. And if that had been too little, I also would have given you much more. So we see in these two verses after David sinned with Bathsheba.
那我们可以看到在大卫跟别示巴犯罪之后,
and then there was a time God sent Nathan to rebuke him.
那神就派了拿单去责备他。
And we know that David is a righteous person.
我们知道, 大卫是一个正义的人。
So after he heard the parable that Nathan gave to him,
当他听到了拿单给他的比喻之后,
then he said to Nathan, this man who do this evil thing should restore fourfold.
那他对拿丹说, 我做,
should be still a fourfold, wife. Verse 6, chapter 12, verse 6.
在第6节的地方说, 他做这些事的人他都没有怜悯的心, 他是该死的。
But Nathan said to him,
但是拿丹哥对他说,
this man is you.
这个人就是你。
And then he said, thus say the Lord God of Israel.
以色列的神说,
I anointed you king over Israel.
我高了你做以色列的王。
Remember there was a time David was anointed by God when he was a young man.
记得在他还小的时候, 神就已经高他为王。
Even though he was the least of his father's house, but God chose him to be king.
即使他是在他父家中最小的，神却选他为王。
So not only he anointed him king over Israel, but he also delivered him from the hand of Saul.
神不仅高他做以色列的王，还救他脱离扫罗的手。
And then after that, God said, "I give you your master's house."
神对他说，我给你主人的家业。
And your master's wife.
你主人的妻。
And then.You know, into the house of Israel and Judah.
又将以色列跟犹大的家赐给你。
And God said, even if this very little, I can give you much more.
要是这个你要以为这个还不足的话，我还可以给你更多。
Actually, during that time, you can see King David. He realized what he did.
那时候大卫已经意识到他做了什么。
God had given so much of what he had.
神已经给了他如此的多。
But he wanted more.
但是他却要更多
because he was not content.
因为他不知足
so because of this then the sword never fall from his house
就是因为如此刀剑永不离他的家
and that's why after his reign his house is full of chaos
那在他作为王之后他们家里永不得平安
because he wanted more
因为他不知足
so we should learn from these three examples
我们应该从这些例子当中学到
the example from the lost son
从浪子 的故事当中
We're inside the household of God.
我们在神的殿中
And everything we have here is so wonderful for us to behold.
那在神的殿中我们拥有了一切我们可以盼望的
We also should learn from Adam and Eve.
我们也要从亚当夏娃那里学到
We are not content with what God has given to us.
我们要知足于神给我们的
We can hurt other people by doing wrong.
要是我们不满足的话我们就会伤害到别人
And we should learn from King David.
我们也要从大卫王那边学习
Even though God has given him everything,
即使神给了他很多
But he was not content He went ahead and committed sin against Bathsheba
他却不知足去犯了罪
But now we can say to ourselves
然后我们都会对自己讲
Yes, we know there's some example in the Bible
我们的确都知道在圣经当中这些故事
How can we overcome this kind of discontentment?
我们要如何去克服这些不知足呢
We have to go and learn from our Lord Jesus Christ
我们要从神耶稣基督当身上学习
Because our Lord Jesus Christ knows that we're not going to be content all our lives
耶稣基督也知道我们并不会一直对生活满足
But nevertheless, he went ahead to teach us how to be content
但是他来教导我们如何去
Let's turn to the book of Luke chapter 12.
请翻到路加福音。
The book of Luke chapter 12.
路加福音的十二章。
Luke chapter 12 verse 13.
路加福音十二章十三节。
Luke chapter 12 verse 13.
路加福音十二章十三节。
Then one from the crowd said to him, Teacher, tell my brother to divide inheritance with me. Verse 15.
15节
And he said to them, Take heed and be aware of covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses.
13节众人中有一个人对耶稣说夫子请你吩咐我的兄长和我分开家业15节于是对众人说你们要谨慎自守免去一切贪心因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富
In Luke chapter 12 verse 13 and 15 it talks about the parable of a rich fool.
在这两节当中是讲了一个无知财主的财主的比喻。
Even though he was rich, but he's a fool.
即使他是一个财主，他却是无知的。
The reason he's a fool because he cannot be content.
他不知是因为他不知道满足。
Because during the time he asked, he yelled into the crowd and said to our Lord Jesus Christ, "Tell my brother to divide inheritance with me."
因为那时候他在众人当中就大声对耶稣说，请你吩咐我的兄长和我分开家业。
We know in the Bible many times when people yield for Lord Jesus Christ.
我们知道这圣经当中很多人都会带很大会跟耶稣喊。
They would yield him, "Please, Jesus, save me."
他们会喊说，求耶稣，请你救我。
Please, Jesus, open my eyes.
请你开我的眼。
But this man, when he yelled out, "Please, Jesus, tell my brother to give me more stuff that belong to me."
但是他却这个人却在呼喊说，请你。把更多的东西给我。
And then Jesus said to him.
那时候耶稣对他说。
Or said to his disciples.
他也对他的使徒们说。
Take heed and beware of covetousness.
你们要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心。
He said, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses.
因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。
This is a great wisdom from our Lord Jesus Christ.
这是我们耶稣基督的一个很大的智慧。
Do not think that all the material things in this world we possess, that we can be happy, we can be content.
不要以为说这家道丰富就可以让我们快乐。
Because the day that we die is the day that we leave everything behind.
因为我们过世的那一天就是我们会要离开所有我们物质上的一切的一天。
But even if we trust all the riches in this world,
但是 即使让我们拥有了这一切
do not think that we can have forever.
也不要想说我们可以拥有它一直到永远
because one day all these things will be gone also.
因为有一天他们都会成为过去
just like I have shared with you my adopted parents.
就好像我跟大家分享过我的养父母
When they first adopted me, they're very, very wealthy.
当他们刚收养了我时候他们非常富裕
We live in a big mansion.
我们住在大房子里
And we have six cars.
我们有六辆车子
Between three of us.
我们才有三个人
So we had pretty much everything that we have.
我拥有了一切
But all of a sudden, one day, we lost everything.
但是有一天我却失去了一切
And just overnight, it's like this.
就是一些这些事情都可以在一夜之间发生。
Why because if we stir up the things in this world?
那既然这样，为什么我们还要在乎世上这些呢
？Sometimes the moth come and eat it all.
有时候虫子也会把这些都吃光了。
Let's go to Matthew chapter 6.
请翻到马太福音第六章。
Verse 19.
十九节。
Verse 19.
六章十九节。
Do not lay up for yourself treasure on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal.
十九节，不要为自己积攒财宝在地上，地上有虫子咬，能朽坏，也有贼挖窟窿来偷。
This verse does not tell us to be lazy.
这个叫我们不要懒惰。
But do not focus only the things of this world.
同时也叫我们不要只是专注于我们在世上有的。
Do not only store treasure in this world.
不要把钱财积在地上。
Because this world treasure is always in danger. The moth will come and destroy, and it will get rusty, and the thief will come to steal it.
因为地上有虫子咬，能朽坏，也有贼会来偷。
But rather, we need to be rich toward God.
相反的，我们一定要积攒财业在天。
That's why in verse 20.
在二十节。
But lay up for yourself treasure in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal.
二十节，只要积攒财宝在天上，天上没有虫子咬，不能朽坏，也没有贼挖窟窿来偷。
This is the treasure we want to lay up in the heavenly kingdom.
这才是我们要做的，把财宝积在天上。
So praise and thank God for the last 2 days.
感谢神，在过去的两天当中。
Many of us have many things to do in the world.
我们在世上都有忙碌的生活。
But we come here to worship the true and living God.
但是我们选择来到这边来敬拜我们的真神。
The reason we come here to worship the true and living God is because we understand that we lay up treasure in heaven.
因为我们懂得要把财宝积在天上。
Sometimes as a minister, maybe you know, from people who are not in our church, they think our life is very pitiful.
那对于在外教会外面的来说，会觉得我们传道的生活是很可怜。
And sometimes I also feel a little embarrassed because you know when I go get loans, whatever, and they ask me how much I make, right? And then I feel like I make very little, right?
那有时候很不好意思，像有时候我要出去贷款的时候，别人会问我说你赚多少钱？其实我赚的不多。
And then for that second, you feel like you're such a loser, right?
然后突然间你会有一种刹那的感觉，你好像是一个弱者。
Because I'm 36 years old, right?
我才36岁。
And in the Bay Area, you make like 30,000 a year. It's quite pitiful, right?
那在湾区的地方，一年才赚30,000块是很少的。
So I know when I go to get loans or go buy a car, people ask me how much I make a year, and then when I tell them, then they're just like they don't say anything, but I can see in their face expression, right?
当我去贷款买车子买房子的时候，他们问我收入的时候，我从他们的脸上可以知道他们在想什么。
But then when I think, you know, what kind of treasure I'm laying up in heaven?
但是我同时会想，我在天上是积了很多的财宝。
Then I have a smile on my face, right?
然后我就会脸带微笑。
Because this treasure, no one can take it away, right?
因为那些财宝是没有人可以拿走的。
So because of this, and then we should be very joyful and be very content in what we have.
因为如此，我们就应该觉得很满足、很快乐。
Of course, someday we'll feel, you know, discontent about.Certain situation.
当然，在有些情况下，我们可能会
觉得不满足。Maybe sometimes we're not so happy with our job.
就好像我们会对我们的工作并不满意。
Maybe our spouse is not as good as you want them to be.
也许你们的配偶有时候表现不是很好。
But actually, this is part of our nature.
但是这就是我们人生的一部分。
But we cannot think about these worldly things like this, but rather think of the things in heaven is waiting for us and our spouse.
但是我们不能只是想到地上的东西，我们也要想想我们在天上的。
So it's important for us if you want to overcome discontentment.
因此，我们要克服这些不知足。
We must lay up a treasure in the heavenly kingdom.
我们要在天上积财宝。
Because in verse 21 says, "Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also."
21节说，因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
If your treasure is on earth.
要是我们的财宝在地上
we can never be content.
我们永远不会知足
Because everything we have one day might be gone.
因为有总有一天我们拥有的会过去
But if I treasure in the heavenly kingdom,
但是我们的财宝要是在天上
and then we always can be content.
那我们就会懂得知足
Why? Because whatever we store in heaven, it will never ever go away.
因为在天上的财宝是永远不会消失的
I mean, look at the Apostle Paul.
就好像保使徒保罗
He was a Pharisee of Pharisee.
他是法利赛人中的法利赛人
And he was taught by the great Gamaliel.
他是有很好的学士术的背景
And amongst his people, he was, you know, he was on the top.
那他在众人当中的地位非常之高
Why was he able to leave everything behind?
为什么他可以放弃这一切呢
And preach the gospel until he died.
一直传福音直到他死呢
Because what he sees is the treasure that he lay up in heaven.
因为他所看到的是在他在天上的财宝
That's why he said he learned how to be a base.
因为他所以他学他说他他知道怎么是卑贱
And he learned to be abound.
他
So he learned to be poor and he learned to be rich. Right.
他知道怎么存丰富，什么存卑贱。
And what's the reason he can do this?
为什么他会可以这样做呢
？Because he said through Christ that strengthened me, anything is possible.
因为是他说因为通过神给我的力量，我一切都行。
Let's go to Philippians.
请翻到腓立比书。
The book of Philippians.
腓立比书。
Philippians chapter 4.
第四章。
Chapter 4, verse 13.
四章十三节。
Verse 13.
腓立比书四章十三节。
Philippians chapter 4, verse 13.
腓立比书四章十三节。
I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me.
我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
That's why verse 12 say, I know how to be a base.
因此在十二节的地方说
And I know how to be abound
我怎么处卑贱怎么处丰富
Everywhere in all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry
或饱足或饥饿或有余
Both to abound and to suffer
或有余或缺乏
Why was he able to do this?
为什么他可以这样做呢
Because he has faith that everything in Christ that strengthened him he can do
因为他晓得靠着神给他的力量凡事都行
So for us it's the same thing
对我们也是这样
Christ who strengthened us
神赐给我们力量
Because of that we always should be content
因此我们要常常的知足
Be content in what we have
知足于我们所有的
And be content in what we do not have
也要知足于我们没有的
Because contentment is not the fulfillment of what we want
因为知足并不是说我们没有的东西给了我们之后的一种满足
but rather the realization of what we already have
相反的知足是我们意识到我们所有的
and what we have is our Lord Jesus Christ
而我们所有的就是主耶稣
and every single one of us have him
我们每个人都拥有他
so may God continue to guide us and strengthen us
求神继续带领加给我们力量
to live a life of faith
让我们可以过一个信心的生活
so we can overcome our discontentment
让我们可以克服我们的不知足
and to understand that all we have and all we need is our Lord Jesus Christ
让我们了解到我们所需要的是耶稣
Let's bow our hands and pray in silence
让我们同心默祷